USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is reporting special counsel John Durham's investigation uncovered. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid for a technology company to infiltrate and spy illegally on Trump Tower servers and later the presidential White House servers. The current National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, was named as one of the architects of the false narrative that tied Trump to Russia. Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped for nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge, a critical U.S.-Canadian border crossing, the bridge reopened for traffic and commerce. A Windsor resident tells Detroit News, Canadian police came after her for just watching.
I said, am I doing something wrong? They said, no. I said, well, then leave me alone. I said, go arrest Trudeau and Biden and Dilkins and leave me alone, because I'm not leaving. And they left me alone.
The Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl 23-20. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Authorities in Olathe, Kansas, are investigating a serious plane crash and fire at a Johnson County Executive Airport that happened around 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, local time. The plane involved was a Piper Meridian turboprop heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eyewitnesses on the scene said the plane attempted to take off and at some point slammed into the ground and burst into flames. Fire Captain Mike Hall on News 9 KMBC.
It's another tragic day. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Sunday. Weather's fantastic. And then you get an event like this, it just reminds you how precious life is.
The pilot was the only one on board and perished in the crash. 11 people were injured in a random stabbing spree along Central Avenue Sunday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. One suspect is in custody. A spokesman for the Albuquerque Police Department says the stabbings were random in nature. The Los Angeles Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Sunday night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory, 23-20, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Russia continues to posture for war with his Ukrainian neighbor, Representative Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax, even if we send more troops to Ukraine, time is the factor.
If you put the weapons in at this point, when Russia says that an attack may be imminent, they're certainly trying to make that a very credible threat. They've moved a very large portion of their military there, and you know, much stronger than the Taliban, right? Taliban took over Afghanistan swiftly, so you know, we don't have enough time to even train Ukraine on how to use the weapons if we supply the weapons right now. So our best hope is diplomacy. And frankly, Germany has more leverage than the United States in this diplomacy.
Congressman Davidson says Biden needs to put more pressure on Germany to de-escalate tensions.
Well, I don't have a lot of confidence in Joe Biden. I'm rooting for him to be very successful, to find some strength somewhere and to be persuasive. But fundamentally, he needs to be more persuasive with Germany. Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo got that, and they put massive pressure on Angela Merkel when she was Germany's chancellor. They canceled Nord Stream's pipeline, and they were putting pressure on Germany not just to be less dependent upon Russia for natural gas, but to strengthen their own defense and to strengthen their commitment to the NATO alliance. Mm-hmm. Everything Germany's done is weak, and it's invited aggression, and unfortunately, Joe Biden's trend is to be weak and invite aggression.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.